The more common issues with overgrown grass and weeds, those have been around forever, of course. And every city government would rather property owners always stay in compliance, but sometimes the grass grows quicker than you think it does, and you have to get that nasty letter from your city. But on the more challenging side of things are those dilapidated homes and buildings or fully abandoned homes and buildings, because they do present far more potential investment from your city government to deal with them in the hopes that by doing so, you can get it prepared for redevelopment and make it again an active property. So we're seeing that all across the state. A lot of cities are struggling with that and just trying to find solutions to some of these problematic properties.